to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom chaverim. That's hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
And we're talking about this Sunday will be 50 days from Resurrection Day, or from the Feast of First Fruits, which makes it biblically from the book of Leviticus, Shavuot, or the Feast of Weeks.
Yeah, commonly known on the Christian calendar as the Feast of Pentecost, meaning 50 days from the Feast of First Fruits, from the time that Jesus rose from the dead.
Now, this is a traditional Hebrew feast, though, friends. Pentecost is not a Christian feast. It's a Hebrew
feast. Oh, it's a big deal Hebrew feast.
That the Hebrew children follow. God said they're my feasts, but only the children of Israel follow them. Now, we often also call it the Feast of Ingathering.
Yeah, it's a time of the harvest, but it's also more popularly known as the day that Moses received the Ten Commandments.
Now, we can't prove this scripturally. It's an ancient tradition among the rabbis, perhaps part of the oral law, and there's really no basis for it other than divine intervention from some ancient rabbis, but it is believed to be that this was the day Moses received the Ten Commandments. And as such, it's very in religious circles of Judaism in the Reform, it's the day of confirmation.
Yeah, it's a time when the kids graduate from their classes and are confirmed in the faith sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of like a group bar mitzvah almost.
Oh, right. Now, I was raised Reform Jewish, and so I had a confirmation. It was at the end of ninth grade, and it was at Shavuot. That's when we had.
During this time, it's a time of great celebration. One of the fun things we do is eat blintzes, two blintzes together. Blintzes are little
delicious. Just say they're delicious.
They're delicious, but they're shaped like tablets, so they look like the Torah scrolls. They look like two scrolls, but you eat them with jelly and brown sugar, and it's delicious.
Okay, so we have this Feast of Ingathering. It's also called the Feast of the Wheat Harvest, because that's what it was. That's what it really
and
was.
The Feast of Rejoicing of the Giving of the Torah.
Right, so it has many different functions, if you will.
And one of the things we do at the Feast of the Wheat Harvest, Jeff, is we read from not only the Bible, but we read from other books of the prophets. And on this day, we read from the book of Ruth.
And the reason we do that is at the end of the book of, well, not the end, an important part of the book of Ruth has to do with gleaning the field.
Oh, yeah, very important. And so it was during this wheat harvest that the gleaning actually occurred, and thus the tie-in with Ruth. We'll also see, maybe in Monday's program, the tie-in with the two loaves. Remember yesterday we mentioned that the traditional offering to the Lord during this harvest was two loaves made with leavened bread.
Well, we should clarify that right now. If we go back to Leviticus chapter 2 in verse 11.
Yeah, it says right in the Bible, no grain offering which you bring to the Lord shall be made with leaven.
Now, this is interesting because 50 days earlier, we had the Feast of Unleavened Bread when God said, get all the leavening out of your house. And we had very great consciousness about leavening representing sin.
Right. And thus it makes sense that in Leviticus chapter 2, verse 11, you shouldn't have an offering to the Lord made with leaven.
With a symbol of sin. I mean, think about it. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
For the Feast of Pentecost, the Feast of Shavuot, here we go. God says, you're to bring an offering, two loaves, and they shall be baked with leaven.
Well, folks, next week when we get into the depths of this, you're going to see God's amazing forethought. Of course, he's all-knowing and all-planning, but wow, when you see how this plays out for what it means even to this day to those of us of faith, it's really, really powerful. We also want you to see, though, that the Feast of Pentecost
coming up this Sunday,
which is Sunday, is not a Christian feast per se. It is the Feast of the Lord set out in the book of Leviticus, and its fulfillment comes in faith in Jesus, but not the way most people think. In a much better and more, in a very powerful and dynamic way. We're going to go into all this. Wow, you got great stuff coming up, friends, so don't miss Messianic Minutes. But check our website.
Yeah, it's easy, messianicminutes.com.
That's messianicminutes.com. And if you would like to send an email, we'd love to hear from you. You can do that right at our website, messianicminutes.com. Remember, we're a listener-supported program.
Yeah, so contributions can be made through the website, or you can get our street address and send the contributions there. The website is the same, messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha, b'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah. Jacob.